This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
White here, and I'm your guest host for the evening, or sorry, for the afternoon, I should say. First, I want to say thank you. Well, we're live here from Minneapolis, the belly of the beast, okay, where globalism has all but taken root, and we have submitted to the will of the globalists, the New World Order, and all the various agendas they have planned for us. And I want to give a special thank you, as I always do, to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to host this legendary platform at this most historic time. And I want to give a special thank you to Alex Jones and the team for their 20-plus years of service to the truth and fighting back against this New World Order agenda. I'm just coming, getting back to the office from a bit of sparring, MMA sparring this afternoon, so excuse me if my voice is a little hoarse. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. Three things mainly. Kanye West and the question of Jewish versus anti-Jewish. We're going to talk about the black bourgeoisie, Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and the kangaroo courts, the tyrannical kangaroo courts that have been erected against them. And finally, in the last segment, or at the bottom of the hour, I want to discuss Russia and Ukraine. If you get a chance after the interview is done or after this hour is up, I have a Substack that I published this morning, an open letter to Vladimir Putin titled "When the Dust Never Settles," and it is an olive branch of sorts with what little political power and platform I have as an American citizen. And I hope many of them in the conservative movement will join in and be force multipliers on that piece. Hopefully we can get it into the hands of Vladimir Putin. It's a long shot, but a man can have hope and faith. Before we get into the topics that I laid out, I want to start off by saying that the most important issue and where we should be focused above all else is the parallel economy. And this is an idea that's rising in the conservative movement and the anti-globalist movement. And it's what Alex Jones has been doing for 20 plus years with InfoWars and all the products that they sell. He has laid the foundation and the groundwork and been an example for what we all need to invest in and become familiar with, and that is a parallel economy. Understand that the inflation is not necessarily intended to break the average American citizen, although the average American citizen can always be and is usually a casualty or bystander of the decisions that are made from the high table that sits above us. But really, and more specifically, from a more strategic standpoint, the inflation and the Fed right now are intending to break the middle market. Why? Why break the middle market? Because the conservative movement is relying upon the donor money from the independent business owner, the nation of shopkeepers. And if the nation of shopkeepers disappears, there will be no more donor base for the Republican Party or the conservative movement. That is why you see a merging or a synergy of political and ideological belief in all of the big box or big guerrilla tenant companies. They plan to break the middle market, and they're doing it right now and the Fed and their inflation rate is going to sweep out thousands and thousands of small business owners. So the parallel economy should be our number one focus. And we're going to talk about that much more and much else when we come back on the other
side. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock, it's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact that it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Royce White, back with you live from Minneapolis, the belly of the beast, your guest host for the hour. And I'm thankful once again, I can't say it enough, I'm thankful to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to host this legendary platform. Before the break, we talked a little bit about the parallel economy and the importance of the American people, the free people of the world, but let's focus on the free people of America, charting their own course economically. Economic sovereignty. If we believe that the globalists are who we say we believe they are, why would we continue to give them our money? Well, there's a simple reason why. Because we feel we have no other option. We feel there are no alternatives. We have to create those alternatives. We have to create the economy that will service protecting our American rights and the value of our American citizenship. And we have to do that yesterday. So that should be our central focus. And I guess, you know, when we look at the Fed and the currency policies or the inflation rates and things like that, we tend to get a narrative from the mainstream media that shows the ramifications for the average American citizen. But what we don't see are the downstream, or maybe the upstream, I should say, ramifications for political movement. And right now, when they go after an Alex Jones, who has been running in a small way his own independent shop, his own parallel economy with his audience, Steve Bannon has been running his own shop, his own a parallel economy with his audience. These are the people they intend to break. And so their actions in these tyrannical kangaroo courts and the Fed and the monetary policy are not disconnected. They are one. They are one single effort to break the American people of their hope of having or retaining their American citizenship. And this rolls us into the first topic I want to talk about, and I'll probably spend the next two segments talking about this. Kanye West. Oh, wow. This one. I think I'm probably the perfect person to talk about this issue. Why? One, because I've been talking about this issue for quite some time, about, you know, 4 years or so. And two, because I sort of run in these circles, the black celebrities, the black athletes, the black entertainers, the black public figures, right? And the Jewish handlers that have come to commonly known control much of the industries and the platforms that black people now occupy. And so, you know, let's start here. Let's ask the question of what do we mean when we say anti-Semitic? What do they intend to mean when they say Kanye West is anti-Semitic? Now, if you have been following this story, Kanye West in the last few days was on a platform called Drink Champs, which is hosted by rapper Noriega, stage name Nori. And this interview has since been taken down. So we're getting some black on black cancel culture going in the last few days regarding Kanye West. And in this interview, Kanye West just went off I mean, he went off about the relationship or his experience with the Jewish elite and his own personal career, but also the people who he knows who are, you know, a degree of separation away in that black elite tier. And so in this interview, he had addressed what had made headlines a few days before regarding the tweet that he made where he said, you know, in the morning, I'm going DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people. And in this interview, you know, he extended an olive branch of sorts and said, hey, listen, I didn't articulate it the best. You know, I could have said that better. And when I saw the tweet myself, my first instinct was, you could have said that better. But I think Kanye was right, and he was right in this Drink Champs interview in saying, technically what I said was probably not as articulate as it could have been, but the spirit of what I was saying was on point. And the spirit of what he was saying is on point. And what he's saying is, nobody hates the Jewish people in a general sense. That would be anti-Semitic, to have a hatred of Jews just in general. Now, there are a small group of people out there that do hate Jews in general, but it's nowhere near the level of prominence that the mainstream media, the Jewish controlled mainstream media, tries to make it. What people are saying, what Kanye West is saying in the music business and entertainment industry sense, but what many political voices and conservative voices have been saying about this relationship on an international level, on a political level, is that there is a Jewish elite that tends to be secular in belief and corrupt in their political practice. And this secular Jewish elite most often has rejected the idea of God. They have rejected Judaism, and therefore they are not Jews. They're anti-Jews. And I want people to become familiar with this, because this three-card Monty that is used with racism and anti-Semitism to silence conservative voices is a go-to strategy out of the communist, globalist, neoliberal, Marxist playbook. It's if we can call you racist, we'll call you racist. But if you share black skin with the people who we've marked out as a protected class, and we can't really call you racist, the next best thing we can do is call you anti-Semitic. And it's a three card Monty that I saw played on myself. And here locally, when I announced a run for Congress, the Star Tribune said that for me to even use the word globalism was a dog whistle for anti-Semitism. And it's not. First of all, they're globalists of all nationalities, creeds, colors, ages, sexual orientation, so on and so forth. So that's ridiculous in its premise. But there is a valid criticism to be made of the Jewish elite, especially as it pertains to their role as a go-between for the black public figures, black celebrities, black athletes, entertainers, so on and so forth, and the control that they have over our platform, over our economic vitality. And here's something that Kanye West said that I thought was so insightful. He said, why is it when a black person does something wrong, with other black people are guilty by association, that all black people sort of take on the culpability, you know, or the criticism of what a few black people do. But when somebody Jewish in a position of power does something corrupt or wrong, it's just him. None of the people around him come into the consideration. And the prime example of this is Donald Sterling. Do not forget the story that was buried by the very mainstream media Jewish establishment that Kanye West is talking about. Donald Sterling said in the transcripts with his side piece that became famous and then got him banned from the NBA. In Israel, the black Jews are treated like dogs, that the black Jews are 50% less human than the white Jews. This came from his mouth. And what was interesting about the Donald Sterling case is, one, that the mainstream media never even associated, never made any prominence out of the comments that he made regarding Israel, which is not by accident. Nobody in their right mind would believe that a Jewish-run media skipped over Donald Sterling's Israel comments by accident. But even more so, that the black bourgeoisie elite that are at the head of the sports world, LeBron James, Chris Paul, the people that were at the union from the player side at that time, all of them allowed the public narrative to drift away from calling for a deeper investigation into Donald Sterling's surrounding partners or community or friendship, which is the other NBA owners. They said, you know what? Ban Donald Sterling. These sentiments that are expressed are just him. We don't have to worry about Adam Silver or Mark Cuban or any of the other people who are in his community. I mean, indisputably and objectively in his immediate community as other owners of NBA franchises, but they also share a Jewish identity. And they're open about that Jewish identity when it's advantageous. But when Donald Sterling goes off and says the black Jews are treated like dogs and this is just our culture, all of a sudden he's isolated. That's what Kanye West was talking about when he said when black people do something wrong, they all take on a guilty by association criticism. But when a Jewish man does something wrong, he's an anomaly. And that is because the Jewish-run media has constraint power and control over the narrative. And we're going to continue to talk about that on the other side of the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Minneapolis, the Belly of the Beast, and I'm your guest host for the hour. In the last segment, we were talking about Kanye West and all of this anti-Semitic controversy that has popped up around Kanye West over the last week. And if you notice, I think it was Reuters, maybe it was another publication that said that Donald Trump recently has now been called anti-Semitic. I mean, it's just so blatant and obvious. I mean, you'd think they would do a better job of hiding it, but they really don't have to do a great job of hiding it because the masses of people who tune in to headlines wherever they consume them believe what they're told. And that is the single greatest issue. And I think that's what makes Kanye West so courageous and taking this fight on. And I've tried to do it myself, but with a much smaller platform, it is one of the greatest fights that we must undertake. And it's not against Jewish people or any one particular group of people. It's against people who are anti-truth, people who do not see the value and the premium on the truth. The media is disproportionately run by a Jewish elite, and Jewish talking heads, and so that's not, I mean, if we can't call a spade, what can we, what chance do we have to live with any logic or reason or coherence? And I think in a deeper sense, that is what Kanye West is trying to drive home, is that we can't even begin to talk about the truth. We can't even begin to speak the truth. And listen, every time I want people to understand this. When you hear me talk about the Jewish elite, all you have to do in order to debunk that it's an anti-Semitic trope is put the black elite right next to him. Because I'm a black man, and I think that the black bourgeoisie is right there next to this Jewish elite, or right there up underneath them in subservience, and they're just as culpable morally in this entire narrative and motif that we have running today. And if you saw over the break all of the, clips of the violence in black communities. I mean, can we not look at these clips and go, these are young black people. These are young black men that are waging violence on one another in the most brutal and inhumane and undignified manner possible. Of course we should be able to say that. Of course Kanye West should be able to say to these black bourgeoisie elites like Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, whoever else he named, pick one. It doesn't matter. Pick one. Especially the ones that try and say, oh, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Sean Puffy Combs or P. Diddy or whatever it goes by now, went out and made a response and said, well, Black Lives Matter. Don't play with that. You can't play with that phrase or that. What? You can't play with that. Oh, that's the holy grail of cultural phrases, Diddy. We can't play with the Black Lives Matter by saying White Lives Matter. And again, I didn't love the shirt as a public move. I don't think that. I think Kanye West should just say the thing that he wants to say. He doesn't need no antics to go along with. That's my personal opinion. However, you're saying that Black Lives Matter is something that's just unreproachable. Well, how is that the case when the Black Lives Matter leaders, the people that actually led the organization, basically embezzled money on George Floyd's name and death and gave the money to transgender organizations? Diddy, you sounding a little suspect. A lot of you black bourgeoisie elites are sounding a little suspect. Sounds like you're not only trying to carry water and shill, for the LGBTQ agenda, sounds like you got a vested personal interest in it. And I'm not saying because what a man does behind closed doors sexually is his own business. I and nobody else has any right to determine how people behave sexually. That's your business. But when it becomes a problem is when you bring those preferences or those agendas into the public arena, and then you use your position of power culturally as a designated demographic, let's say a black man, and then you blend the cultural motif of transgender LGBTQ politics and that of black people and black Americans. It's inappropriate. It's illogical, and it's corrupt. It's corrupt on its face. You know, Candace Owens was great to uncover that the BLM organization gave millions of dollars to transgender nonprofits or, you know, shell companies, let's call them, right? They're embezzling money and they're sending it straight to transgender organizations that then advocate to teach transgenderism to little kids. And Kanye West is wrong. He's the one who's a sellout. He's the one who's harming black people. No. No, you could run that on people who scroll Instagram all day and they see a 15-second reel and they're impressed because you're Sean Puffy Combs and the Jewish bourgeoisie elite that have allowed you to have the material success that you've had that you can dangle over other black people. They're impressed by that. You could tell those people that Kanye West is the enemy, but the real folks, God's people, people who still have faith, people who are not brainwashed with the radical materialism, we see straight through it. Sean Puffy Combs, you are the problem with black people. You and the black bourgeoisie elite who have always stood next to the corrupt status quo, the ever-expanding middle, that's used black identity as a way to steer the public narrative. You are the problem. Kanye West ain't the problem. Kanye West's words aren't going to make more black people get killed. No, trying to deny and deflect away from the reality that black people have a serious problem in this country with violence against one another, mindless, meaningless, undignified, inhumane violence against one another is the biggest problem that black people face. And if you want to go a layer deeper than that, if you want to go a layer deeper than the violence that springs out in the streets in black communities every day, well, let's go a layer deeper. And we find the same bourgeoisie black elites with the same scam and corruption. And the single greatest example of the relationship, the corrupt relationship between the black bourgeoisie and the Jewish elite is not about the public narrative of Black Lives Matter versus White Lives Matter, anti-Semitism. Those are what you call the WWE politics. But the single greatest corrupt relationship is banking. Oh, yeah. Why is it that LeBron James wants to open a school? Why is it that Sean Puffy Combs wants to start a media channel? Why don't any of them start a bank? It costs $12 to $15 million to start a bank. Why is it that all of these black elites with more than enough capital, wealth to start a bank, always seem to conveniently go for other ventures? Is it because every time it's brought up, Their Jewish intermediaries always tell them that banking's an industry that they don't need to busy themselves with and venture to, that it's too hard, that it has a low chance of success and return and profit, that too much can go wrong with the banks, You know why too much can go wrong? Because they've all grandfathered themselves in to the ancillary position. Banking is the single greatest example, which is why, in short order, they've now debanked Kanye West, Alex Jones, and they plan to do it to the rest of people who believe in American citizenship. I mean, we're going to continue talking about this on the other side of the break.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your guest host, Royce White, live from Minneapolis, the belly of the beast. And I couldn't be more thankful to Alex Jones for letting me host this hour during this historic time. Number one, because the globalist establishment clearly wants to deplatform or bankrupt InfoWars that I've been watching now for over 10 years. But also because of the nature of the narrative that's you know, sprouted up over the last few weeks. And this Kanye West anti-Semitism, you know, narrative is one that we've been talking about for this entire hour. And again, nobody reasonable in the conservative movement, reasonable. They're out there. Those unreasonable people, they're out there. Don't get me wrong. Nobody reasonable dislikes Jewish people in general. It's ridiculous. What people are saying, which seems to be all but obvious, indisputable, is that there is a Jewish elite, a very prominent Jewish elite, that tend to be secular, and they practice corrupt politics. And to be honest, They're not even being very covert about it. All they're doing is running a post-World War II Holocaust narrative to cover and shield their corruption. Let me help. Let's go a level deeper. If you don't believe in God, you're not Jewish. It's that simple. The Jewish identity goes back in an ethno, a very well-kept historical ethno-national way. Back to the bloodline of Abraham, but really through Moses and the constitution of Israel with Moses and the high rabbinical court that still exists today. The high rabbinical court is the single greatest validation, you could say, along with the Catholic Church, of the Holy Bible. Because these stories aren't just stories. These stories are stories that have been passed on traditionally back 2,000 years, in some cases more, in the case of Judaism, more. Okay, the high rabbinical court still exists today. Why do we say rabbinical? For those who don't understand, for those who have been brainwashed with the LGBTQ curriculums of the modern public schools, who have lost all first principles and sense of Aristotelian metaphysics, rabbinical is the extension of the word rabbi. Right. The rabbi court, the high rabbi court. So if you reject the covenant between God and the chosen people, you're not Jewish. You're an anti-Jew. When all of your politics and all of your cultural rhetorics mean to undo what Judaism and then the byproduct of Christianity has done in the Western world and all around the world, you're not Jewish. You're an anti-Jew. Just like if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're not a Christian. If you don't believe in Allah or Muhammad, you're not a Muslim. You're an anti-Muslim or you're an anti-Christian. Or if you don't believe in the Constitution, you're not an American. You're an anti-American. If you don't believe in the fundamental rules of the game of basketball, five men versus five men shooting on two hoops at 10 feet with one little round basketball, you're not a basketball player. You're an anti-basketball player. It's very simple. The black bourgeoisie, you carry. I can't stand you people. When I run into you people, I'm going to spit on the floor. Sean Puffy Combs, you're carrying water for the Jewish bourgeoisie. Why? Why? You got $400 million. What more do you need? What more do you radical materialists need to acquire in this anti-God society to be able to have the permission to speak the truth? This is what we're talking about here. You people won't speak the truth. And that's what Kanye West has said. That's what Minister Louis Farrakhan said. That's what Alex Jones has said. That's what Steve Bannon has said. That's what Donald Trump has said. That's what, pick one. Pick a person at the mainstream media that is overseen by the Jewish elite. Pick a person. Those people were cast aside, were ostracized, were persecuted, in some cases prosecuted for speaking the truth. And when you're anti-God, the truth has no value. You get to make the truth up as you go. What an anti-Jewish motif. What an anti-human motif. What an anti-worldly motif. What an anti-God motif. I'll just make it up as I go. I don't have to say that Eric Holder was held in contempt of court by not appearing before Congress, and he never ended up appearing before Congress, nor did he serve one day in jail. And this Friday, this kangaroo tyrannical court plans to send Steve Bannon to jail on the manufactured consent and complacency with corruption that has become the American people and American citizenship. But why does it matter? We don't have to adhere to the truth. And the reason why they don't have to adhere to the truth, the reason why a Kanye West has to step way outside the box to try and grab people's attention in the midst of this chaotic info war, is because you people, in some cases I'm talking to this audience, but in some cases I'm talking to the people out there that can hear the sound of my voice. You people have accepted that lying is a means to an end, that lying is a course worth exploring. that dishonesty and disinformation and whatever it is that helps me sleep better at night, whatever's convenient for me, it's fine. It's fine. That's who Sean Combs is. Take a look at Sean Combs' interview. Just take a look at him. You know, you're way off. I don't know if you're hopped up on drugs or what. I don't know. I don't know you personally, so I can't say. But when I look at you, you look like somebody who is under severe psychological turmoil, or you're probably just on drugs, maybe a bit of both. But you're not somebody who can be the moral authority. Who made you the moral authority on anything? You're not philosophical. You're not an intellectual. You don't have no grasp of history. You come to the podium that the Jewish bourgeoisie set up for you to talk about the same run-of-the-mill, low-rent issues, low-information voter issues that have made black people vote Democrat at a 90% clip since after the Civil Rights Act was passed. You don't have no moral authority. And what black person in their mind would come to a screen, whether it be their phone or their laptop or their computer or their television, and listen to what you have to say about culture and politics versus a minister Louis Farrakhan? Black men, black leaders, black intellectuals, black faith leaders who actually put their lives on the line to speak about issues that you now grift off of at a time when they were really killing black people for talking about it. Sean Puffy Combs ain't in danger for saying racism still exists here in America. Black Lives Matter is a phrase you can't play with. There's no danger in him saying that. The entire narrative is protected. The judiciary is siphoned and protected for him to say just that very thing. And all you people have to do is look and say, where are the winds blowing? Where are the winds? You people have lost all sense of the winds. The winds are at people's back to say that very narrative, which is why you should look for the people who they've banned. If you accept that the system is guilty, if you accept that the system is corrupt, why are you willing to drink the Kool-Aid from the same system? I'll tell you why. Because you want to be on top in the system. When these people call out the system for being corrupt, they're not doing it because they want the system to change. And I'm not talking about Sean Puffy Combs. I'm talking about the everyday American citizen in a black community that has been brainwashed that radical materialism is the way to happiness and peace. No, God is the way to happiness and peace. Truth is the way to happiness and peace. Sacred honor is the way to happiness and peace. National honor is the way to happiness and peace. What you're doing is saying, as much money as I can get, as many things I can get for myself, that's going to make me happy. That's going to bring me peace. No, that's going to bring you distraction. And that's what I see when I hear Sean Puffy Combs talk and I see his mannerisms. I see a distracted individual, a person who was intentionally distracted by a culture that sits over them, above them, and has laid the foundation of a radical materialist mentality and spirit. The rejection of God, the gain the whole world but lose my soul is an adoption of Satanism. You people have been brainwashed with Satanism. You don't even see it. And Kanye West is the bad guy. You got to be kidding me. Stay over.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Royce White here. I've been your guest host for the hour. We are now at the bottom of the hour, and we've been discussing a great number of things, but mainly predicated around this entire narrative of Kanye West, the characterization or the demonization or the castigation of anti-Semitism that's been waged upon him and many other conservative voices. And you know, a lot of you conservatives out, let's just be frank. A lot of you conservative commentators out there don't want to broach this issue. Why? Because you're in on it. You're in on the scam. You're in on the, excuse my language, the BS narrative that has been erected around the political sphere. Two sides of the same coin, liberalism and conservatism. Is conservatism really a genuine movement in some places in America? Absolutely. But within our political elites, conservatism serves as the controlled opposition for liberalism, which makes it two sides of the same coin. And that is the case. And the Jewish elite and the black bourgeoisie carry water for the Uniparty. But let's just look at the facts. Ladies and gentlemen, is the real issue in America have anything to do with these cultural bickering matches? My contention is no. My contention is that most
let's look at what's being done right now. It's all a look away. It's all a way to say, look over here, look over here, you know, look behind you, you know, look underneath the chair, look back underneath this lampshade. Go on this treasure hunt. Go on this treasure hunt for information that is by and large meaningless. Don't look at the real issues. Don't look at inflation. Don't look at the monetary policies of the Fed. Don't look at the International Monetary Fund. Don't look at the fact that liberalism, globalism, and communism, as it stands today, operate in a very similar way and seem to have the exact same aim. What's the common thread between liberalism, globalism, and communism? Because, you know, this clip surfaced, and I made this comment about LeBron James taking a similar payoff that Kanye West is talking about, who, oh, by the way, also didn't air Kanye West's interview on the HBO platform, The Shop. Why? Because there was hate speech in it. Okay. And then I said that LeBron James took this payoff from Nike, the establishment, the anti-human, neoliberal, Marxist, globalist establishment. And people go, how can you say neoliberal and Marxism? And they said they're antithetical. No, they're not. Of course they're not. Liberalism, communism, and globalism all have one common thread. The ambition to remove God from the organization of man. Very easy to see. It's anti-God. Now, the info war is to try and delegitimize God on the most general basis so that you can never string together the common thread between liberalism, communism, and globalism. But that is the common thread. The common thread is that it's anti-God. And by default, because it's anti-God, it's anti-human, and most importantly, it's anti-freedom. And that is the modus operandi of the three-headed Cerberus. You know, that's what we'll call it, the three-headed Cerberus, liberalism, communism, globalism, all working in the same direction, all want an authoritarian state, all want to take your rights, all want you to believe that radical materialism is the thing you should focus on, or these petty culture wars. While the real information is kept out of your purview. Now, these are the things that maybe a Kanye West can't really articulate. And there's a reason why people like me have been kept far away from the spotlight or a platform such as his, or even other conservative voices like a Candace Owens or, you know, whoever else. Why? Because part of becoming a real messenger is that you have to give up your own addiction to sin. Right. And some of us, even in the movement, haven't totally given up our own addiction to sin. So it inhibits our ability to speak that transcendent truth. Right. And I think the liberalism, communism, and globalism idea is one we need to become familiar with, one that we need to become, you know, comfortable with speaking the truth about. Because look at where we are. You know, we're on the brink of a nuclear war with Russia. Our conservative voices are being silenced at an all-time alarming rate. The currency collapse. Still got China to the east. That's as big a threat as ever. But all of it, if you think that it's all by coincidence, and this is another useful strategy in removing God from the organization of man. If you don't believe, sometimes when the smoking gun of conspiracy can't be found, a person has to look to the metaphysical to connect the dots. But if we delegitimize the metaphysical completely, we take away an entire realm of possibility and where the conspiracy really could be. And what is the conspiracy right now? Let's go back to the earliest days of Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why we grew to love him, the reason why we came to know him. What was Alex, despite what the Washington Post and the New York Times and the corrupt, tyrannical kangaroo court and their sick, sycophantic Democrat liberal judge and that crazy show trial that I can barely watch without vomiting? Not that version of Alex Jones that they want you to know. Let's go back to the original Alex Jones. Who was he speaking out against? George Bush, the neocons. The neoliberal political elite that has partnered and co-conspired with the controlled opposition Marxists to keep the social and the economic
separate and disconnected in the purview and the vision and the focus of the average American citizen. That is the scam. That is the scam. When we say equity, we're not talking financial equity. When we're talking with the Marxists, we're talking social equity. But when we talk with the neoliberal establishment, the rhinos and the establishment Dems, and even the AOCs of the world behind closed doors, we're talking about financial equity. And what is the financial scam going on here? Well, let's just go right to the heart of the matter, because the Jewish bourgeoisie, they didn't erect it. They just got it right. They just got it right alongside it. They just hitched their wagon. They said, you know what? We'll carry water. And who are they carrying water for? The throne. And that's what many of these cuck conservatives will not say. They will not come out and say, frankly, that the throne is the sine qua non of globalism. It's the sine qua non of the emergence of where we are today in the Western world and all around the world. These wars that are taking place between us and China is a war, an opium war between the throne and China. These wars that are waging between the European monarchies and Russia are wars that have been waging since before there was countries and borders and languages that were bound within those borders, or cultures or practices that were bound within those borders. These wars go back to ancient times. They won't talk about the throne. You know, they don't even want you to know what the Bretton Woods Conference was. The Bretton Woods Conference that came about after World War II realigned the monetary policy and direction for the entire world, and it put America's military, not America's foreign policy or you know, constitutional beliefs, because that's not what the Bretton Woods Conference did. It put our military at the forefront of a foreign policy for Britain and in some ways Japan, okay? The Bretton Woods Conference became what? The International Monetary Fund. It became the World Bank. It became all of this social equity, all of this diversity, equity, and inclusion, the Bilderberg Group, the United Nations, the Bretton Woods Conference, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, was all a way for the throne to rebrand and reconstruct their business model. Their business model with an entirely new cultural narrative. And the business model is the same that it's always been. I said it before and I'll say it again. The globalist business model is slavery, drugs, and piracy. The only difference today is that they're using social justice, environmentalism, and democracy to go and take people's resources. Just like here at home domestically, they're using public figures and puppet profits to wage a narrative that says a Kanye West should be your focus. He's your enemy. Alex Jones is your enemy. But the Federal Reserve, oh, they're just trying to manage inflation. They're just doing an honest day's work over there at the Fed, ladies and gentlemen. Matter of fact, you shouldn't even know what the Fed is or concern yourself with what the Fed is doing, because Kanye West is a schizophrenic maniac. And he's an anti-Semite. And he's working for white supremacists. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the InfoWar. I've been your guest host, Royce White, for the hour. And thank you, Alex Jones. Godspeed to you. I love you, brother. Thank you to the InfoWars team. Tune in. Go visit my Substack. Read the open letter to Vladimir Putin, When the Dust Never Settles.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.